Let's take a look at the weather forecast now. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, let's jump right into this. South America, Brazil, and Argentina. What are conditions like?
Well, it looks like Argentina is going to continue to deal with a problem with dryness in the southwest, but it's going to get a little bit better for a little while. We have a little disturbance that's going to move through Argentina tomorrow into Friday. We'll produce showers and thunderstorms across a part of the region from Cordoba into Buenos Aires, right across a part of the most important corn and soybean production area. The rain that's going to occur probably won't fix the subsoil moisture in a significant manner, but we will see topsoil moisture improvements. Moisture totals will probably run from 4/10 an inch to about an inch and a half. That'll certainly be welcome, especially after a prolonged period of dry weather. Some of those areas have been 10 days without significant moisture. And so this will bring a little bit of relief, but it doesn't fix the entire picture here, and follow-up moisture is going to be very important. Now, there's not much rain coming up behind this event until we get out towards the middle to latter part of next week. Starting a week from today, maybe late Wednesday night, going into Thursday of next week, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms developing once again across some of that region. I don't think that that rain is initially going to be all that great, but some follow-up rain may occur in the second weekend or the last weekend of this month. And that should help to bolster soil moisture a little bit better. Some of the midday computer forecast model runs today got a little too carried away with some of that rain in the second week. But I think the bottom line is that we will see some relief in Argentina. It's going to come in bits and pieces, and it's going to take a while for a bigger turnaround to take place. But if we can just get a little bit of moisture in here tomorrow and Friday to help revitalize the crops after a prolonged period of dryness, I think they'll probably come around. In Brazil, everything is just peachy keen there. I think most of the region from Mato Grosso into Minas Gerais and parts of Sao Paulo, as well as Paraná and Santa Catarina, all that region there, center west and center south, are getting regular currents of rain. And the temperatures are mostly seasonable in that area. It's really supporting a very good environment for aggressive crop development. Now, to the north and to the south, it's a little drier. Rio Grande do Sul, however, missed out on rain that occurred during the course of this past weekend, and so there's an area of dryness in the central portions of the state that will fester for, maybe a week here. There's a chance for a few showers Friday and Saturday, but they won't be very significant, and then we'll have to wait until the latter part of this month to get another drink of water there. So Rio Grande, not a crisis by any means, but it has a little dry bias that's going to be around for a while. Northeast Brazil, of course, is in a droughty pattern, and that isn't going to change much at all.
What about here in the U.S. as we look towards Christmas week?
It looks to me like warmer than usual conditions and dry biased weather will occur over this next 5 to 6 days. But as we get into Christmas Day itself, we're probably going to see a first storm system coming out of the southwestern part of the country. It's going to have quite a bit of moisture laden into it. And most of Texas, as well as Oklahoma and Kansas, will see rain from this event. That rain will be quite welcome for parts of hard red winter wheat country, especially in southwestern Kansas and southeast Colorado, maybe even a part of western Oklahoma, where precipitation in the autumn wasn't all that great. The storm will work its way to the upper Midwest very briefly on the 26th of December, followed by a second storm system of size that will work its way from Texas again through the heart of the Midwest, as well as the Delta in the southeast. So enjoy the tranquil weather between now and the Christmas holiday, and then look for some more stormy weather. The good news is it'll stay warm as these storm systems come along, so we shouldn't see a lot of snow and ice, except maybe in the upper parts of the Midwest.
Hey, thanks so much, Drew. We'll talk to you next year.
All right. Have a good day.